Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up and away, my beautiful,
Boy, when you start really looking at the list of bills before the General Assembly in Richmond during this session, the kind of aggressive session that the Democrats are running here now that they have both chambers, it includes some odd stuff. Ned Oliver is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury, and he's kind of been going through the hopper to see what's there. The one that jumped out at us last night, Ned, was this bill that would limit the number of balloons an individual could release into the sky every hour. Where did this come from? Is a big balloon release still a problem?
Yeah, John, that's actually one that's been debated for years. I remember sort of chuckling the first time I heard, the senators, when it gets to the floor, like to make jokes about these kinds of things. But it's a serious issue for some people. Senator Jennifer Kiggins, newly elected from Virginia Beach.
And she's a Republican, right?
Yeah, that's correct. She's a Republican, and she wants to reduce the number of balloons per hour that a person may release from 49 to 1. And a person could be fined $5 per balloon released beyond those limits. She's basically concerned about litter. You know, the balloons land somewhere, birds get tangled in them, turtles eat them. That's kind of the nature of the debate. And it cleared the Senate.
So her colleagues are taking it seriously. Did they discuss whether this is a contemporary problem? I mean, look, in the 70s and 80s, we used to have balloon releases at school on a pretty regular basis, either for a science experiment or, you know, hey, the football team did well. Let's let loose 100 balloons that are the school color. I don't think people do that anymore, though.
Yeah, it's certainly not as common. I agree. I have the same impression, but I've definitely been at events as well as a reporter where people are releasing balloons that would exceed these limits. So,
yeah, interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, Dominion Energy always gets brought up at the General Assembly. You know, some people love Dominion, and then there are other people who think they are the devil incarnate for some reason. Where's this donation ban going with the General Assembly? I mean, even some Democrats still, they may say they don't like Dominion, but they'll take their money.
Right. This is one of the pieces of legislation that nobody was quite sure how it would go after Democrats took control, because there's a lot of Democrats as well as Republicans who don't see a problem with the donations that Dominion Energy makes. To that end, it died a relatively quick death in a Senate committee hearing.
Okay, so that avoids all the senators having to take a vote on that and be on the record, which could potentially be an issue in the next campaign.
Yeah, that's correct. That's just not an issue. It doesn't seem like Democrats are going to be tackling much in the way of campaign finance reform this session.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of other issues, and they've just made it clear that that's not a priority for this year.
And maybe it's the cynic in me assuming they still want to cash in while they can to try to solidify their majority. But that's the politician in me coming out thinking that that's what it is.
Politicians have to raise money, and they...
Yeah. So Republicans, I think it's a legitimate thing for Republicans to say that Democrats have kind of gone through a checklist of some of the more extreme proposals that would, you know, touch on the life of the average citizen. And one of them that has got a lot of my friends very concerned about is a ban on single family home neighborhoods. Is my description there wrong, or what does the bill actually ban, and what's the solution that's being offered?
It's been described that way. It's a little more nuanced than that. It wouldn't eliminate all single family neighborhoods. What it would do is eliminate zoning that restricts neighborhoods to single family only. So say there's a neighborhood being built, basically a locality would not be able to limit that only to single family homes. People would also be allowed to build duplexes or other two family forms of housing if they so chose.
That's weird. It strips the locality of their ability to decide what kind of housing is there. I mean, I grew up in Henrico County. It's changed dramatically when there were some changes that allowed, you know, big townhouse, row house developments. And I feel like, you know, there are more people there, and maybe I don't know whether there's more of a tax base or not, but I'm surprised that the General Assembly would meddle that deeply into, you know, zone by zone, what local boards of supervisors would be able to.
Right. Yeah. So this was an idea that was aimed at addressing affordable housing.
Ah.
And it honestly never had a lot of a very good chance of passing. And in fact, it was killed in subcommittee on unanimously Democrats and Republicans opposing just yesterday morning. And it died basically because these localities who would be losing this power for every organization that represents the local governments and the General Assembly opposed
did
home builders who you would think would potentially support it because they would be able to make more money building homes.
And the other issue we talked about a little earlier in the program, and I'm trying to get, again, the specificity about what the proposed law would actually do, because you can, you know, be inflammatory online, but it's the nuance of the law. This bill that would expand threat intimidation laws, especially as they relate to legislators. And of course, I think everybody would agree you should not be allowed to tell your next door neighbor or your state senator, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to burn your house down. No, totally crosses the line. But what does the bill say when it comes to intimidating or harassing a legislator? Gosh, that sounds like it gives prosecutors a lot of leeway as to how to address that.
So this is one that I'm a little less familiar with and I haven't heard debated yet. And
Okay. Kind
of the way legislation goes in the General Assembly is, and until I hear sort of the lawmakers on a committee tearing it apart, unless it's super obvious, I don't have as good a sense of what the answers are to those questions.
Yeah.
But what I can say is that threats have been a very big issue this year for both Democrats and Republicans. Delegate Lee Carter in particular he's been posting the threatening messages that he gets on his Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very open about it. During the gun rally on Monday, he said he was going to be in a quote unquote safe house. I don't know if that was his language or the language of the reporters. To date, the only lawmaker I've seen with a security escort is Republican Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield.
Yeah.
I asked her about that. She's just because she's been escorted everywhere by two state police officers, you know, what's going on. And she told me that she had faced a credible threat, and that's pretty much all she could tell me. So what I can say is threats are definitely on lawmakers' minds. What this legislation would and wouldn't do when it hits a courtroom, I think it's kind of too soon to know.
Yeah. I mean, threatening somebody to physically harm them certainly crosses a line, but you know, there's some things that got me riled up. Sending an email every day if somebody's going to be intimidated by that, saying "Don't vote this way," or "I won't vote for you, you jerk." I wonder whether that crosses the threshold for some of these guys.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
for sure.
You bringing us up to date on it. We'll keep talking to you as the long session at the General Assembly continues. Ned Oliver, reporter from the Virginia Mercury. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, 8:45 on this Friday. We'll come back, see what's happening on the roads in Richmond, and we'll check on the weather for the weekend. Next, News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.